Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Josh, joined today by Ewan Patterson.
Hello, Josh Brown.
Because controversy is a-brewing, Fortnite has just announced its new mode titled Fortnite Imposters, and people have essentially immediately made comparisons to this new mode and the smash hit game Among Us, which obviously got really popular last year and into this year, and was this huge multiplayer craze. Ewan, can you please tell me exactly what's going on and exactly what are the similarities between Fortnite Imposters and Among Us specifically?
Yeah, there's a mucho plagiarismo going on right now, Josh Brown, between Fortnite and Among Us. Obviously, you know, Innersloth Games themselves, the guys behind Among Us, they didn't pioneer the, you know, the exact mystery mafia type werewolf formula or anything, but they added so many little different flourishes into it. And yeah, as we all know, Among Us absolutely exploded last year. Everyone was playing it. We had many a What Culture Social on there. It was great. I got to be all innocent while I was stabbing people. It was a great time. But yeah, obviously, the controversy that's come out this week is that Fortnite, like you said, have introduced a new mode called Imposters, and it's essentially just the exact same thing as Among Us. They've even taken all the little flourishes that they had, you know, with sabotages and the old, you know, end of round accusation system and, you know, the actual, like, different tasks and assignments and stuff. And as Innersloth Unity programmer Gary Porter pointed out on Twitter as well, even the map that is in this new mode for Imposters looks suspiciously like the same layout as that we've got in the main ship map for Among Us as well. And yeah, the entire situation isn't exactly new to Fortnite either. Obviously, that game originally has been dogged by accusations of stealing different ideas from all kinds of different things since it essentially got big. You know, originally it was like a co-op looter shooter, then the PUBG craze happened, and then it pivoted into a free-to-play battle royale to kind of steal that game's thunder before it could come to consoles. And then you had also all the, you know, the TikTok dances and everything that's kind of, you know, the whole controversy going on there. And yeah, when you take into the way this looks right now to me, and I really feel for the Innersloth developers as well, because they've been very vocal on Twitter just saying, you know, Victoria Tran, who is the community director at Innersloth, said that it would have been really, really cool to collab with Epic on this, and that hasn't happened. And it definitely feels like a case, this big behemoth of a game just moving in and occupying a space that was really opened up by a small and talented business, and it's just pretty ugly.
Totally. I mean, I think you've just hit the nail on the head there. Obviously, in the realm of video games, you know, ideas, mechanics, systems, and the like, it's good to have them be shared around. It is disappointing when a publisher like WB comes in and patents the Nemesis system, for instance, because I feel, in a way, that stifles innovation. However, there is a big difference between being influenced by something and trying to innovate on something than trying to capitalize on a trend or a system or a brand of gameplay that someone else has just pioneered and is succeeding with. Like you said, you know, if this was a collab with Among Us, it would have been appreciated and received much more fondly and more welcomed a bit more than it has been. Like you said, you know, for this small team to suddenly gain a load of popularity from a game that's actually been out like a little while, it suddenly blew up, like you said. For them, for that to succeed and then to have, like you said, the big guys almost come in, the big publishers who already have so much money, who already have their own thing going on, to kind of just take it without, you know, even referencing the work that it is clearly inspired by. Like, that's where it just completely sucks. That's where you just have to think, come on, like, Epic, come on, Fortnite. Like, this is not the first time you've done this. Again, just reiterating what you said there. You know, it wasn't even originally a Battle Royale game. It kind of, like, took that framework and then built upon that with literal building mechanics. And then, again, there was the whole kind of very serious, very troubling, you know, thing about them taking TikTok dances and not crediting the original creators or, you know, compensating them in any way. So it's the fact that I think it's this game specifically, and the fact that there is a history of kind of shadiness to how they've implemented trends and crazes in the past, that just makes it the whole thing kind of feel icky and feel more transparent than most new releases that do similar things or approach similar practices the same way.
Yeah, and I don't want to make Fortnite out to be the big video game boogeyman here. Like, we all know, video games, the primary purpose of video games is to make money and you know, make a profit for the video game publishers themselves. But I would argue that Fortnite is maybe a unique case in the sense that, like, you know, it is free to play, aggressively has microtransactions, and obviously, you know, over the last year, it's been bonkers to see the amount of crossovers they've gotten into that game over the last year. And every time they add a new DC character or a new Marvel pack or a Star Wars thing or John Wick shows up or whatever, it's increasing the game's appeal to a point where I'm not sure any other title can really compete with it. And, you know, talking about, like, you know, back in the day, if you were going to promote a movie, you'd just basically make a licensed movie tie-in game that would either be meh or pretty good. And now the whole thing is like, no, we're going to stick it in Fortnite. And it's just gotten to a point now where it is so massive. I would have thought that Epic would have been fine just occupying their own space as, like, the quintessential console battle royale. But to, like you say, move into this, and, like, you know, it would have been interesting. I don't play Fortnite, but, you know, for those guys that are in a sloth, imagine if they had, like, Among Us skins that they put in the game. You could have done the whole collaboration there and, you know, made, like, a 3D version of the ship from that game as well. It is just a case of, like, them stepping on the toes of, like, you know, a small studio that struck it big with an amazing formula and a brilliant game with, you know, just brilliant visuals and just, it was the perfect thing. And it is just, you know, I really sympathize. One of the developers at Inner Sloth, Adriel Wallach, said that this was just another fun reminder of how tiny we really are, which is, like, it's really upsetting. And I just, you know, I don't think this is going to badly affect Inner Sloth. I think if you're going to want to play the quintessential werewolf-type mafia video game, people will still gravitate towards Among Us. But it's just another, you know, it's another case of just big developer muscling in on little guy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, I feel like when it comes to Among Us as well, like, that was partly so popular because of how accessible it was. You know, you could get it on your phones, like you said, you could get it on your computer, you could get it on consoles, like, really, really easy. It was really easy to jump in. And now Fortnite, instead of offering a kind of, like, counter to that, it almost feels like it's trying to occupy the same space. That is similarly free to play. It's similarly accessible on just about anything that you can get your hands on that Epic isn't currently in a lawsuit over. And then it's just frustrating to see. And although, you know, Among Us didn't, like we keep saying, didn't, you know, invent any of these ideas necessarily, it seems to be how close Fortnite is, you know, treading to, like you said, the flourishes, the specific flourishes to Among Us that made it so appealing, that made it so accessible to a wide audience. And that's a shame, especially, again, to reiterate what you said, about the way Fortnite has been conducting these brand deals over the past, well, few years now. You know, we've just had the Ariana Grande kind of live interactive experience. You know, they're obviously not averse to partnering with brands and stuff. And the fact that they didn't in this case, when they have so many other times, I don't feel like the imposters mode would have been negatively impacted if they did collab or partner with the Among Us devs and kind of had that name on there. If anything, they kind of, it would have been a good PR move to sort of help give this game more awareness, help integrate it into something that so many other people are playing. But the fact that they chose not to do that, again, it just, when I look at Fortnite, and as a game, like, I think Fortnite has done a lot of good things for the industry. Obviously, people really love it. I love that people enjoy it. But if you look at the practices, if you look at how they got there, not only the way that they've kind of not really brought much original to the table, we've seen them, you know, jump on other crazes, jump on other genres before this, but you look into the work ethic and how the developers have been treated. You know, I think it was a few years ago now, but when it first got big, there was a big kind of expose about how the devs were crunching constantly, despite it being one of the biggest games ever. So everything like around it outside of the game is just so negative. Obviously, throw in the lawsuit that's currently going on with Apple and stuff. And it's just, Fortnite the game, good. Fortnite the industry, Fortnite the business, bad.
Yeah, I think that is the right conclusion to come to there. And like, yeah, you know, you mentioned earlier on about the idea of like individual video game mechanics being patented, and you mentioned the Warner Brothers, you know, the Nemesis system from the Shadow of War, Shadow of Mordor games that kind of got patented. I do think it's an interesting point, you know, where are the boundaries for these kinds of things? Because we've seen, you know, after Arkham Asylum came out, every single studio was trying to do their own version of the free-flow combat system that was pioneered in that game. But it's very much a case of like, well, these are all big studios kind of basically trying to, you know, challenge each other to innovate on certain systems. Whereas with Fortnite, in this instance, it's just not bringing anything new to the table. And given, like you said, the context behind it being this massive cultural behemoth that, you know, it just makes an obscene amount of money every single day. Yeah, it's not really comparable, is it?
No, totally. It's a shame. And like, I just want to reiterate what you said earlier. Like, I have such sympathy for the developers who are, you know, like these underdogs, for lack of a better term. And then to see such a big company come in on top, it is just, must be hugely demoralizing. But I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. What do you think of Fortnite imposters and the comparisons to Among Us? Let us know while you're down there. Could you please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, thought I've been Josh, joined by you in person, and we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.